Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Diane, I pulled this out for you and for Tyler, actually. And normally this wouldn't even stand out to me. But you know how every year they add words to, like, the dictionary?
Like more pop culture-y words?
Yeah, I mean, some of them are. Okay. Some of them are pop culture, and then some of them... Well, yeah, I don't know that anybody invented a new word. So, yeah, wouldn't they all come out of the world of pop culture, I guess?
Well, think about it. Like, 30 years ago, was AI a thing, or virtual reality, or, you know what I mean?
Well, no, but virtual was a word, and reality was a word.
But in combination,
all right,
yeah.
I'll give you that. Sorry.
I ate too many sides.
So anyway, they added, this seems like a lot. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary added 30 words,
mm-hmm.
But there's one word that really stuck out to me.
Which one?
Oh, can I ask about one before I get there?
Oh, God, this could be embarrassing.
No.
Did you know them all? Did you know them all?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I'd worry that I would not know what they all meant.
There's one that they just added that I would have guessed had been in there forever. Bon mi.
Oh.
Like a bon mi sandwich?
I would say it should have been in there within like the last like 5 years, maybe.
I would have said that would... Hasn't it been around forever? Hasn't bon mi sandwiches been around forever?
Like Vietnamese food?
Yeah.
One would think it's been quite some time.
Like, that surprised me. Like, why would it take forever? Or is banh mi not like a real thing?
No, I think maybe it just
gained
so much.
But banh mi sandwiches have been around forever.
That's what I'm saying. I thought, like, maybe in the last 5 years it's gained a lot more popularity.
Yeah, but just because a word isn't I could go through the dictionary right now, and I could find you a lot of words in there that are not popular words that don't get used a lot. But it doesn't mean that they don't, that they aren't words that belong in there. Like, if I memorized the dictionary, there'd be, well, first of all, I'd win the spelling bee, but there would be so many words in there that you'd never, you're like, well, that word I've never even heard. But banh mi gets used all the time.
It says that it is a special kind of sandwich, a fusion of two cultures.
So it's not real.
It's real, but it's, I see what you're saying, it's not really real.
Right. Yeah. So, like, for example, if you looked up Reuben, This was the argument I was going to make. Reuben obviously is a name, but if you looked up Reuben, is one of the definitions a sandwich? If you look up Reuben in the dictionary,
see, I would guess yes.
It would have to be.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, see, that's where I would have thought banh mi would have been in there and would have said like a type of sandwich.
A grilled sandwich of corned beef, Swiss cheese, and sauerkraut, usually on rye.
Oh, fantastic! I love a Reuben. But yes, was I familiar with all these words? Yeah. Like, I know what Galentine's Day is. I hate that. I hate that. I normally hate this bit. I really do.
But you're sure you know what that is? You know what day of the year that is?
Galentine's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it the same day as,
Don't say it.
Steak and But yeah, it's like Valentine's Day with your girlfriends.
Right.
When is it?
What day is Valentine's Day? The 14th?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the 13th okay, of February.
Okay. Day before, yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Dawn chorus?
Huh?
Dawn?
Dawn, D-A-W-N, chorus. Dawn chorus.
Is that a weekend thing from his latest record? I have no idea what that is.
No, seriously.
I don't know what that is.
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of the Dawn chorus?
No.
No, I'm being completely serious. People know what that is. That's like right as the sun is coming up. The sounds of like the birds and like just kind
like
of
golden
nature.
Hour.
Well, I've never called it that, but it's kind of what?
You're a birder though.
No, I'm not.
So it's not fair.
No, but it's that it's kind of the sound of a city coming to life.
Awakening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that one's known. LARP.
Live action role playing.
How is that not in there?
It does seem like that's a couple of years behind.
Oh, wait till I get to the one that made me think of you guys.
Oh.
Here's another one. Magnet fishing.
I can see why that's not in the dictionary. It's only become a very popular trend in the last few years. But then to also make its way to the pages of Merriam-Webster?
Okay, that's fine. Are there a lot of anacronyms in the dictionary?
Acronyms?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because one just got added.
What is it?
FWIW.
Oh.
But that you can
for
see.
For what it's worth.
Yes.
Not being in there prior to.
Oh, no. But I don't. But I was going to ask. Like, is ASAP in there?
If for what it's worth is, you would think.
I didn't know that we were putting an acronyms in the dictionary.
It is in there, yeah.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
What is RSVP?
Let me check a French edition.
Respondez, s'il vous plaît.
Respondez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Ooh.
Okay, well, whatever.
Yes.
Janky? Oh, come on.
I'm trying to think. I know what it is. I'm just trying to think of the words to describe the definition.
Well, it's usually me going, let's go Jankies. but no, janky?
Cheap?
Yeah, poor quality.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, this thing's janky. My bike is janky. Tyler's bike was janky.
Because I fell.
MacGyver?
Oh, to
as
come
a verb?
Up with a solution.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, to make, form, or repair something. Yeah.
Using materials that you have.
Okay, everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Metaverse? That makes sense.
Right.
That one makes sense. Greenwashing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tyler knows that one.
You don't know greenwashing?
No.
Tyler?
Just trying to convince someone that your company, your product, your good.
Everything is green.
Oh.
Everything is green.
Good for the environment.
Better for the globe than it may be.
Right. Like all of this leftover trash and everything that we pour into the water, it's good for the globe. I'm greenwashing. Omakase?
Huh?
Maybe it's omakase. It's a noun. O-M-A-K-A-S-E. I don't know how you say it.
Is it food?
I know what it is. Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it is.
Sushi.
Oh.
That's like where you sit down and you just go, I'll have the, I don't know how to say it. But
what sets it apart?
The chef just makes whatever he wants and sends it to you.
Oh.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, you know what? You guys won't know this one. Ras El Hanout.
I have no idea what
spice
that is.
Used in Northern African cooking.
Durr.
Shrinkflation.
Yeah, we've all learned what that is.
Yeah.
Side hustle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of people have learned that over the pandemic.
SponCon.
Sponsored content.
Thank you.
Oh.
God, Diane's horrible at this. Supply chain.
Okay.
How is that just
That is surprising.
How did that just get in? Sus.
Oh, God.
Suspect, yeah.
My kids.
Wait, what's wrong with being that? I'm sus of everything that goes on in this building.
My daughter told me I was sus last night because, because listen to this, because I don't really know what Air Force Ones are. Because I kept telling her they're for stomping. Because my only use of them is the Nelly song. I'm so sus.
But the one
so annoying.
What's the one that made it in finally? Which should have been in years ago. Years ago.
What is it?
And it made you think of Diane and me?
Yes.
What about Kristen?
Yeah, I could throw her in too. All of yous.
Why?
And it finally made it, but it's been around forever. It's almost embarrassing.
What do the three of us have in common? Oh, we all love you.
Well, there's that.
I don't know.
Yeet! Oh,
it's just now in there?
Yes. Used to express surprise, approval, or excited enthusiasm, or as a verb, to throw especially with force and without regard for the thing being thrown. Like yeet. When I throw Simba. Yeet!
Yeet. How was Diane using it when she said it years ago?
Improperly.
Was that excitement or surprise?
I don't know.
I don't even know what you were doing.
I don't either.
But isn't that great? Isn't that great?
We did just talk about it.
Yeet! Love it. And that's when they throw Simba. How about that? Yeet's in the dictionary.
It deserves it.
It sure does. I was so excited. I was so excited when I saw it. I was thrilled to death when I saw that. Very good. Very good. Well, congratulations, Yeet. You're right under virtual Yeet. Signaling in the...
Virtue signaling, not virtual.
Oh, I knew everyone on the list.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.